Let's move on to the next part of this story, and it is about St. Colman's School in Newry. Now, remember, Bishop McAreevy knew that Father Finnegan was a paedophile since 1994. Bishop McAreevy is also the chair of the Board of Governors of St. Colman's School in Newry. And as I said to Mervyn, we cannot put any responsibility on the school's Board of Governors because we do not know that they knew about Finnegan. But we do know that Bishop McAreevy, as the chair of that Board of Governors in that school, knew that Malachy Finnegan was a paedophile since 1994. Yeah, just to clarify, the school's full name is St. Colman's College in Newry. And here's now the second part of this story. The paedophile, Malachy Finnegan, was featured in framed photographs that hung around the school's walls. Photographs of a known paedophile for all of the children to see hanging on the walls of St. Colman's School. And when were they dropped down? When were they taken off the walls? Just a couple of months ago, 2017. Our reporter Nicola Weir is standing outside St. Colman's College in Newry. Nicola, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen. Yes, as you say, I'm here outside the gates of St. Colman's College in the heart of Newry. It's on the Armagh Road. It's a city waking up to the aftermath of that very hard-hitting Nolan Live show last night, Stephen. Now, just think about this and think about this, everybody that's listening. Photographs of a known paedophile, Father Malachy Finnegan, who was a former teacher and president of the school from the 1960s right through until the late 1980s, were up on the walls inside this educational building until December 2017. Even though Bishop John McAreevy knew about allegations made against him as far back, as you say, Stephen, in the early 1990s. Now, I'm sure there are many parents who watched that programme last night, whose children go to this school, watched it with a great sense of unease about what that spotlight investigation has revealed. Now, the Nolan team was here all day yesterday in Newry to gauge reaction from the community about those allegations. And have we listened to what they said on the streets, Stephen?
What else are they covering up, and what are they putting before actual human beings, if you know what I mean? They would rather cover things up than protect people. I think that's what it comes across as, you know?
There was a big cover-up, you know?
And Bishop McAreevy should go, in your opinion?
Of course.
Where should the responsibility rest?
The top end. That's where all the trouble begins and then comes down the line, doesn't it?
Well, the Catholic Church is ready to fall down.
Why so?
Well, there's nobody to prop. It says in the cornerstone. Where's the cornerstone? There's no cornerstone in the Catholic Church now.
It hasn't shaken my faith, no. I still have my faith, no. But, as I said, there has been mistakes made at the highest authority, but hopefully they'll come to some sort of a, you know, that people will be treated better, you know, in this day and age.
People in Hilltown aren't very happy with this situation because I have friends and family that live up there. They're actually shocked, disgusted, and basically up in arms, so they won't let this lie. You know, they will take it as far as it can go, and the bishop basically should step down, because if he knew about it, then, you know, it's not fair, you know, for people to... They've lost faith in him, so, yeah, he should go.
So that's the general feeling about this whole story, specifically not quote, not about the school, St Colman's College. But Nicola, let's come back to St Colman's College in Newry. What has their reaction been when we have asked them, why did they keep these photographs of a paedophile on the walls of their school?
Well, Stephen, I think I have to touch on what the people have said there in their boxes that you've just heard. People there are very angry and many calling for Bishop John McGarvey to be held accountable. Now, he has since apologised for saying the funeral mass in 2002 for Father Malachy Finnegan. We also know that parents at a local primary school in Hilltown, that's some 10 miles away from Newry, have asked that the bishop does not take part in primary 7 pupils' confirmation in the next few months, and we do know that the bishop says that he will consider their request before he makes any decision. You've mentioned the school here. We did ask St Colman's College when they knew about allegations concerning paedophile priest Father Finnegan. Now, it said the preceding board received communication at a meeting in February 2014 that the diocese was dealing with an allegation pertaining to Malachy Finnegan. The current governors were informed that the claim had been settled by the diocese at their meeting in October 2017.
Nicola Weir, thank you very much indeed.